were supposed to have a competency trial set in June of 2017. The defendant today was given a sentence of 2 life sentences for the murders of Ashley Garcia and Vanessa Gonzalez. That happened, I believe that was back in May of 2016. I'm sorry, 2015, May of 2015.
Was there any connection between the two victims and Mr. Diaz?
Between the two victims, no. Between Mr. Diaz and the victims, I believe that Ms. Gonzalez was a girlfriend or a soon-to-be ex-girlfriend of Mr. Diaz, and Ms. Garcia did not date Mr. Diaz, but Mr. Diaz used to date her sister, I believe it was. So that would be the best connection. So there was never a domestic relationship between the two, but I believe that that Ashley was a friend of the family.
Was there any information during the course of the investigation that explained why these things happened, and particularly on the same day?
You know, we went through and looked at all of the offense reports, looked at all of the crime scene records, tried to get into, try to figure that part out, because that part was perplexing, and we could not really find a reason or a motive for those crimes. They did not seem to be related to each other, and it's kind of one of those things where they were two senseless murders, but were not related to each other.
The decision to go about the pleas, and I haven't asked you yet about the punishment part of the pleas, and if you can go into that a little bit as well.
The decision was, we looked at the case and evaluate the case like we do every case, and this one kind of is a little bit more personal because I went out to the crime scenes on these two cases. We looked at the law, we looked at the facts. And the grand jury indicted, and we believe rightly so, for the defendant was guilty of 2 murders, and he received the maximum sentence for both murders. So a life sentence for Vanessa Gonzalez's death and a life sentence for Ashley Garcia's death. And the difference in these, in this case, as with other cases, is that the sentences will be served consecutively, which means they won't run together. He will have to serve a life sentence for Vanessa Gonzalez's murder, and then after he finishes serving that sentence, then he will begin to serve the life sentence for Ashley Gonzalez's murder.
Which means what regarding state law in becoming eligible for parole, if he becomes eligible?
Okay. So for a murder case, the defendant is not eligible for parole in a case like this. He's not eligible. Doesn't mean he gets it. It just means that he becomes eligible after 30 calendar years. So he has to serve 30 calendar years in prison, and then he is eligible for parole. From my experience, the people that are sentenced to life for murder are not paroled out on their first time. But even if that was the case, if that were true, he would then start the second sentence for Ashley Garcia's death, which would be another life sentence, and he would not be eligible for parole on that life sentence for another 30 years after the first 30. So essentially, the closest he could get out, or the earliest he could get out, would be in 60 calendar years. And the reason I say 60 calendar years is that that's day for day.
If I read the online jail records correctly, Mr. Diaz is not ever been released from jail since his arrest, so there's a couple of years of time served, but again, the balance of 60 years before becoming eligible for parole then.
Right. So essentially what we looked at and what I believe would happen is that the defendant would die in prison.
And then the decision to prosecute based on not filing a capital murder charge would have been what?
And in these cases, in order to file a capital murder charge, there is a very small number of murders that meet the capital murder threshold. So just not any murder can be a capital murder. So you have to look at what that would be. In this case, the law only allows a capital murder in anything close to these facts if they were in the same criminal transaction. that there was some connection between the two murders. So, for instance, if a person is shot with the same weapon, if it was in the same home, if it was like if you have a school shooting where there are multiple murders around the same time, in this case, none of those factors were present. And so looking at the facts, looking at the issues in this case, we thought that the grand jury was correct, that they indicted the case as two separate murders, and we punished him for the maximum penalty for those two separate murders.
And then finishing up, what, if anything, you can share with us about the feelings of the family members, the survivors of the two women who were murdered?
Well, I can say that there's nothing that anybody in my office can say or do to bring these two beautiful young women back. Even a plea in a case, there's no winners or losers in a case such as this with the horrific facts. I can tell you that my first assistant handled this case personally, and spoke with the family members about their thoughts and feelings and about what was going to happen in the case. As you could well guess, there are people, that were okay with it and some people that there would never be anything that would be okay, when their little girl is gone. But we thought that this was the best outcome, given the facts and circumstances of the case, given the state of the law in Texas, for murder, and that the fact that he's given the maximum sentence and serves two consecutive life sentences, that the defendant will essentially die in prison, is what we would consider to be a just result for the facts and circumstances of this case.
And the other thing, it just popped into my head, if you can confirm, this is one of those agreements also where there's no appeal provision. This is a done deal.
That is correct. There is no appeal. So the defendant, there's no question of him being able to get out at a later date on some appellate point or anything like that.
Anything else that I missed that we need to share with listeners about what happened this afternoon?
I don't think so. I know that that the defense spoke about some of the issues that the defendant had dealt with prior and after his incarceration concerning mental health. He had suffered from paranoid schizophrenia, had witnessed some audio and visual hallucinations, depression, bipolar disorder. But from our perspective, regardless of those mental health demons, he took two lives. And he needed to pay the price for that. And so I think the fact that him spending two life sentences in prison, I don't think he gets any mitigation for that.
And to not put words in your mouth, but am I right then in the interpretation, despite Mr. Diaz's mental health issues, he knew what he was doing when the murders took place?
We believe so.
Jarvis, I appreciate the opportunity to visit again live and virtually unrehearsed. You came out of a meeting. I got started with my first newscast this afternoon, and thanks so much for giving us the update this afternoon.
Thank you very much.
All right. Jarvis Parsons is the Brazos County District Attorney. Again, Danny Diaz sentenced to two consecutive life terms for murders that took place 2 years ago last month.